This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Secondcalldefense.org. I am a member. You should be a member if you're carrying a gun every day and you're going out. Possibly having to defend yourself, the last thing you want to do is the GoFundMe route or the USCCA, let's call all the guys on the list route, all that other stuff. You need to join Second Call Defense. Go ahead and put that aside. It's the cost of two lattes for you and your spouse or significant other. And I can do without that once a month quite easily, $20, Defender. So, secondcalldefense.org, go check them out. President Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama was on NPR. He was on NewsHour. He joined Gwen Ifill for a wide-ranging interview in town hall meeting in Elkhart, Indiana. After the broadcast, the president continued to take questions from the audience. Gun shop owner Doug Rude challenged the president's record on gun control, coming from Doug Rude, gun shop owner. Knowing that we apply common sense to other issues in our society, specifically like holding irresponsible people accountable for their actions when they drink and drive and kill somebody, and we do that without restricting controls of cars and cell phones to the rest of us, the good guys, why then do you and Hillary want to control and restrict and limit gun manufacturers, gun owners, and responsible use of guns and ammunition to the rest of us, the good guys, instead of holding the bad guys accountable for their actions? President Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama. First of all, the notion that I or Hillary or Democrats or whoever you want to choose are hell-bent on taking away folks' guns is just not true. I beg to differ, you lying sack of protoplasm. Let me explain something to you. When you get out there and start saying, well, like in Australia, they did something. When Hillary Clinton gets out there and somebody says, what about that Australia thing? And she's snapping gum and twirling her hair and says, yeah, I think we could do that. Yeah, that's confiscation, pal. That's what they attempted to do. That was coercion. They told everybody, hey, bring in your guns. We're going to give you what we say is a reasonable amount of money for them. And if you don't do it, well, we'll be coming for you later. And you know what? We don't have one-third of their government is the monarchy. I am no person's subject. But, yes, that will work, Tim Knight. 8:30 will work. Anyway. Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama continues on. He says, and I don't care how many times the NRA says it, I'm about to leave office. There have been more guns sold since I've been president than just about any time in U.S. history. There are enough guns for every man, woman, and child in this country. And at no point have I ever, ever proposed confiscating guns from responsible gun owners. Once again, let me cry shenanigans. You wanted universal background checks. You wanted universal background checks, which your own Department of Justice said would only work with a federal registry. Now, we know where that goes. It might not have happened under your watch, but you wanted to set the ground. You know, you wanted to do the advanced work for that. You wanted that. You sat in the Rose Garden and had a hissy fit because you didn't get that. You felt, you tap danced in the blood of those kids at Sandy Hook and had nothing had happened, and you thought you had it, didn't you? You thought this was going to be part of your legacy, didn't you? But he continues on. What I have said is precisely what you suggested, which is, why don't we treat this like every other thing that we use? I just came from a meeting today in the Situation Room, which I got people who we know have been on ISIL websites living here in the United States, U.S. citizens, and we're allowed to put them on the no-fly list when it comes to airlines, but because of the National Rifle Association, I cannot prohibit these people from buying a gun. What did they do to keep you from doing that? I kind of think maybe they made a suggestion to Congress, and Congress listened to them. Because what's the criteria for getting on that list? Can you share that with us? You were just in the Situation Room. This coming from somebody who's a known ISIL sympathizer, you know, because he calls them ISIL. They're ISIS, not ISIL. But he continues on, and if he wants to walk into a gun store or a gun show right now and buy as many weapons and ammo as he can, nothing's prohibiting him from doing that, even though the FBI knows who that person is. So, sir, I just have to say respectfully that there is a way for us to have common sense gun laws. There's a way for us to make sure that lawful, responsible gun owners like yourself are able to use them in sporting, hunting, protecting yourself. But the only way we're going to do that is if we don't have a situation in which anything that is proposed is viewed as some tyrannical destruction of the Second Amendment. And that's how the issue too often gets framed. Look, pal, you're the one that told John Lott when you were in college that nobody should be able to own a handgun. You come from Handgun Control Central, your adopted hometown, which everybody else calls Chirac. How's that working in Chirac for you? So, you know, okay, fine. You've been a great gun salesman. Yes, that's true. You have done that, absolutely. And I thank you for that, Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama. Thank you very much for that. But your fundamental transformation of America is incomplete. You did get Obamacare. Now it's, you know, now it's so bad now that you've got ACLU directors quitting because they're in there in a bathroom with their little girls. They're female. Their little girls are female. In walks some transgenders going, hey, man, my bra is killing me. I just don't have it adjusted right. Hey, I better go ahead and use, you know, I gotta go. That's bothering them. And they quit. You've got that. You have transformed America. We're so concerned with a gorilla getting shot that we completely forgot about those 100,000 babies that got aborted and those 69 people that died, you know, got shot in Chirac over the weekend. But a gorilla got shot because he was accidentally killing the baby boy. Oh, let's get up in arms. So, I'm glad you were on NPR. I really wish, I think I need to reach out to the White House and invite the president on the show. I'm almost certain he won't. He'll be like guns.com. You know, guns.com got out there and said, hey, you don't get to question our ethics. You don't get to question what we say. And we're not going to come and dignify a response on you, on your show, because you're obviously part of the advocacy. Yeah. You don't want to defend yourself. You're way above the fray, right? Okay, good. Yeah. But the only problem with this gun shop owner, he didn't do his homework. He could have just gotten out and said, you know, you've said that you like the Australian solution, which is government confiscation. And you've also said that you like universal background checks, which your DOJ told you can't have without a registration system. Why should I believe you while you're out there saying, well, I've not tried to take anybody's guns? Not today, but you are trying to lay the groundwork to put that in place. So how about that? What do you say about that, Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama? What do you say about that? Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. President, sir. I'm sorry. Don't thump on me, Secret Service. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
time is life's situation? Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one of a of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now you are ready.
Check them out. Join them. You're joining me. You're doing a very good thing for yourself. If you carry a gun, if you carry a gun in your car, if you have a gun in your house, join them. I consider myself a man of peace, and I endeavor to have the skill set in place to maintain said peace. I do not condone violence of any kind. I do not condone aggressiveness of any kind. Having said that, there's something about Piers Morgan that wants me to grab him by his size 36 sport coat and headbutt him in his face until it turns into an ashtray, crimson, of course. If I have any, post-concussive syndrome, CTE after that, so be it. Because this guy, I'm real tired of this guy. Now, the former CNN pundit faceplant got out there. He's still trying to remain pertinent. He had a show on CNN that tanked, and he got fired. He got fired. It's a ratings game. You can get out there and be the pundit all you want. It's a ratings game. He got fired. He got out there the other day and proved his ignorance once again with a single tweet about firearms. He tweeted, "I love how American gun nuts make such a distinction between automatic and semi-automatic guns. Both can kill 200-plus people in a minute." His claim, which is double his previous claim on the rate of fire, is so far from reality, it's sort of hard to quantify just how wrong he is. It is indeed possible, but it's highly unlikely. It reminds me of the Steve Martin thing where he's talking about, how to be a millionaire without ever having paid taxes. And he starts out by saying, well, first you got to get $1 million. You would have to have 200 people in very close proximity to make that happen. Now, it is very unlikely to squeeze the trigger of a gun 200 times if you have a very itchy trigger finger, but there's absolutely no way you could kill 200 people in 60 seconds with any semi-automatic gun for two main reasons. The AR-15, which is the one that he is so obsessed with, is mostly used with 30-round magazines, which means you would have to reload 7 times in under a minute and hit 95% of shots while spraying bullets left and right to kill 200 people in under a minute. Even with a 100-round drum, which nobody wants, it's still not possible. Now imagine the same scenario with the 9mm and 15-round magazines. A shooter would have to reload 14 times without missing. Again, not possible. Number two, maintaining accuracy while spraying bullets in all directions is not possible. James Holmes was attacking at point-blank range in a movie theater with they were in graduated seats going up, so he didn't even, all he had to do was just traverse his weapon upwards. And he killed 12 people over a period much longer than 60 seconds. 12 people. Most of the people he killed were up close with that shotgun, because he started out with that Remington 870. So, he probably killed, I would guess, between 6 and 7 with that. Maybe 6, probably 6. So the other half, I think he expended like 76 more rounds after that, and he killed 6 people. Anybody who knows anything about hitting your target with a gun knows that there's a direct correlation between rate of fire and accuracy. Maybe Piers Morgan should attempt to shoot 200 soda cans in under 60 seconds so he can understand the insanity of his claim. Or better yet, this is the thing that upsets me most about Piers Morgan. Piers Morgan goes ad hominem. Every time he tries to debate anybody that knows anything about guns, Ted Nugent, Larry Pratt, those two ladies, I can't remember, who they were. I think one was Dana Loesch, and I think another one was Frankie or some Stevie, I don't know what their name was. Anytime he does that, Alan Gottlieb, he goes ad hominem. He starts attacking them because he's getting trounced. And he gets out there and he makes this one statement that every veteran, and probably did it. He gets out there and says, well, my brother's in the armed services, so I know a lot about the armed services and I know a lot about these guns. Which to me is the same thing as saying, I'm a brain surgeon because I stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night. You don't know anything about being in the military. Just because you know somebody or are related to somebody, you want to know how I can tell when people know what it's like to be in the military? When they can tell me how they can take 5 cat naps in the chow line on the way to the chow line. When they're in the chow line and they're leaning up against the wall and taking this 12-second nap and popping awake, and that's somebody that's been in the military. When they've been somewhere in some desolate field guarding something that nobody's going to come get in the snow up to your fourth point of contact with a 40-mile crosswind hitting you, and you're sitting there thinking, I really wish I would die now. And then you come off of your shift and everything's fine. That's being in the military. It is not being in the military talking to your brother at Christmas time. You don't know anything about being in the military. Every time you say that, that's the biggest thing to where I want to grab your little narrow-shouldered, kinky-headed self and start bashing your head in. I don't know if I need anger management over this one or not. I can't stand some, you know, he is a subject. He's been known to Dr. Data. And he's a very violent guy. He does not, what's that guy's name? Jeremy Clarkson. Jeremy Clarkson punched him in the face. I so envy Jeremy Clarkson. If I ever get to meet him, all I want to know from him, not, you know, I don't care about the Top Gear losing him and his two buddies that made the show great or anything like that. I just want to, you know, get real close to him and go, Jeremy, listen, I really got to know, Jeremy. What's it like to punch Piers Morgan? Was it like, I mean, did you do the happy dance after you punched him? Because I would do the happy dance if I got to punch Piers Morgan. I would. This guy coming from I'm half British, so I feel like I can say whatever I want about that limey punk. So, yes, any of you people that are British that don't like me calling him a limey, well, how come you won't take him back? How come he can't go back to the UK? Take him back and let him go over there and get a hansom cab. Piers Morgan. Gun nuts, you know. Ted Nugent took him shooting, and he shot. And believe it or not, Piers Morgan can shoot. He's a, sort of a natural, and he admitted to Ted Nugent that it was sort of exhilarating, and it scared him that it was such a rush for him. And you know, he's fighting his base instincts. I still want to headbutt him until his head looks like a red sponge. I'm going to go take some tranquilizers now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Unique, covering all the bases. Only one I know of like it in all 50 states. Secondcalldefense.org. Now, Cankles Clinton has gotten out there, and of course she's attacking Donald Trump right now, even though this possible getting beat in California by Bernie Sanders looms. Coming from page one of Thursday's New York Times tee-up, the Hillary Clinton, she was in a big San Diego speech on foreign policy. Inside the Times, the headline was edited to underline the point, Clinton to portray Trump as a risk to the world. Oh, gosh. This coming from Cankles Clinton, who's committed espionage 22 different times, who compromised top secret SAP. SAP. Now, I had an SCI, top secret clearance, okay? Special compartmentalized instructions, okay? SAP stands for Special Access Protocol or something like that. It's so, I've never met anybody with that kind of a clearance, and I work in military intelligence. I'm sure there were people there, but I didn't walk around. One sure way to get lose your clearance is to walk around going, hey, man, what kind of clearance you got? They were not, you know, we had so many different types of information floating around in that unit that, you know, I may have been hanging out with them drinking a beer. I don't know, but I never knew them. To where I was sitting there going, oh, he's got a SAP clearance. She compromised that at least 22 different times. The Soviet, oh, not the Soviets, I'm sorry, they don't exist anymore. The Russians have copies of her email. Gustafur has copies of her email. The Times promoted the speech as scorching, a sweeping and fearsome portrayal of Mr. Trump, one that the Clinton campaign will deliver like a drumbeat to voters in the coming months. What's, you know... So what? So, Trump has never been in a position to have a record on foreign policy. He has records on business dealings. He's out there splitting off blue-collar Democrats on issues like the broken borders, and probably that jobs report that came out today, he's probably getting some of them. He's getting voters off of Bill Clinton's trade debacles like NAFTA. Hillary Clinton's trying to peel off independents and Republicans by painting Trump as temperamentally unfit to be commander-in-chief. What do you think the Nobel Peace Prize winner was? Do you know how many cruise missiles that cat has launched? More than any other Nobel Peace Prize winner in history, I will tell you that. Many more so than Gandhi. Clinton contends that a Trump presidency would be a national embarrassment, that his ideas are outside the bipartisan mainstream of U.S. foreign policy. That's the big problem, see. She thinks the bipartisan mainstream should be the way it is, even though that's what got us where we're at. I don't think the bipartisan mainstream should be where we're at. I think we should have a... Look, it's going to take... Somebody's going to have to crank the wheel of this Republic ship hard right. Hard right. We're going to have to go along at hard right for quite some time just to get back to the center. We exist in a time right now today where Congress had to tell the Attorney General that you can't go and charge companies out there for having a different opinion from yours regarding climate change. We exist in a time where the government will go out there and arm the Sinaloa cartel in order to be able to drive home the point that they want more gun control, and they only back away from that when a couple of our own law enforcement officers get killed, and I'm sure they were shocked that actually happened. What, we couldn't keep track of that? Or once, you know, we live, and these guys get away unscathed. People in, you know, the Watergate thing. Well, we had a break in, and we had some information stolen, and but it wasn't like this. It wasn't anything where they're getting shot, getting murder, death, killed. Nothing like that. So, and here we have Clinton talking about the bipartisan mainstream. The bipartisan mainstream is the problem. In portraying Trump as an intolerable alternative, she will find echoes. She's actually playing in the echo chamber right now with a lot of members of the GOP establishment and among the Crystal, Bill Crystal, Elena Kagan, neocons. Many of whom have already signed an open letter rejecting Trump. William Crystal got out there and got a writer from National Review as his surprise, we got a chance, contender for a third-party nomination, David French. I don't know if David French even knows this. I mean, like I said, he's a guy to be admired. Certainly not. We would have a better chance of getting David Beckham elected, okay, than David French, because David Beckham has more name recognition. He wants French to run on a National Review Weekly Standard line to siphon off just enough votes from the GOP nominee to tip a couple of swing states to Clinton. Then there's nobody gets enough electoral votes. Then it gets thrown to Congress, and then we get Mitt Romney. But if Clinton wants to go to war over foreign policy, I think Trump should step up to the plate. Because she has an abysmal record on foreign policy and a report card replete with failures. As a senator, she authorized the invasion of Iraq. As she voted for it anyway. That cost us 4,500 people and $1 trillion. As Secretary of State, she's supported the unprovoked U.S. NATO attack on Libya and joked about the lynching of Muammar Gaddafi. We came, we saw, he died. And even Barack Obama, Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama, now agrees the Libyan war was started without advance planning for what would happen when Gaddafi fell. Nobody planned for that power vacuum. So in Clinton's role, is her role in pushing two wars, both of which resulted in disasters for her country and the entire Middle East, something to commend her for? You know, did she earn the presidency of the United States for that? And let's not go to Benghazi now, shall we? Can anyone defend her deceiving the families of the fallen by talking about finding the evildoer who supposedly made a YouTube video that caused it all? Even then, when she knew better. So how many of the Secretary of State have been condemned by their own IG for violating the rules for handling state secrets? Trump can stay true to his message. He can win the foreign policy debate and the election because what he is arguing for is what America wants. They do not want any more Middle East wars. They do not want to fight the Russians in the Baltic or the Ukraine or the Chinese over some rocks in the South China Sea. We understand that. They understand that. As Truman had to deal with Stalin and Ike with Khrushchev and Nixon with Brezhnev and Reagan with Gorbachev, a U.S. president should sit down with Vladimir Putin to avoid a clash neither country wants and from which neither country would benefit. So this coming, Clinton is going to wed Bill Kristol and David French and Robert Kagan and all of these other guys, all of these neocons that are out there that want her to be president. It's because it'd be good for their business. You see, the country's not in duress. Not the way they see things. It'll be fine. We can't have it. We shan't have it. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
All right. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. Secondcalldefense.org. Go retain Sean Maloney. You'll like it. Climate change is one of my favorite general topics, simply because it is such a nefarious idea. Scheme. It's a scheme. It's a scheme to create a new form of currency called carbon credit. And for a, you know, there's been so many models created, and there's been movies made, Inconvenient Truth and everything else. And for some reason, all of these guys, Leonardo DiCaprio got out there and made a speech the other day, Al Gore. Now, they'll fly all over the place and leave a carbon footprint, you know, something that would make Bigfoot's eyes open up and go, that's big. But for the rest of us, a whole different story. They want us to go back to the days of the butter churn. So there's been a lot of climate science individuals out there writing letters and writing studies and everything, none of which have borne out or anything. Recently, a group of 20 of them, they had sent a letter to President Obama urging him to prosecute climate skeptics under the RICO statute. Now they're having to consult a PR firm because they went out and made asses of themselves to the whole country. By now, the learned men of science have hired Climate Nexus, a PR firm specializing in spinning global warming news. The letter has been withdrawn, a move the PR firm called a big mistake, and a different strategy will be employed, although I think it will be hatched. From the Washington Times, in the days after 20 professors fired off a letter urging President Obama to investigate climate skeptics for suspected federal racketeering charges, the climate change movement went into full damage control mode. Philip Newell, creative media manager of the public relations firm Climate Nexus, described the September 1st letter as a big mistake, advising activists and scientists to downplay the prosecution angle and spin the story away from individuals and toward fossil fuel companies, according to emails obtained Wednesday by the Washington Times. He cited reports on the skeptics' website, Climate Audit, saying that although it isn't a sight to be worried about, it's definitely looking like this issue isn't going to go away, even if you remove the letter, which I hear has been done and I would say is a big mistake. The letter was first posted on the Institute for Global Environment and Security website and then reportedly removed, but was then posted on other websites. Mr. Newell said in a September 29th email, "I'd recommend you keep it up and point to it as a call for investigating, not prosecuting organizations and companies, not specific scientists in an op-ed or simply a statement on the IGES website that clarifies the distinction." Not everyone has taken that advice. Months later, Virgin Islands Attorney General Claude E. Walker issued subpoenas to ExxonMobil calling for its communications with more than 100 universities, scientists, and think tanks, as well as a free market nonprofit competitive enterprise institute. The goal of this Attorney General's witch hunt is not to prosecute fossil fuel companies, but to hold the threat of prosecuting them over their heads and to extort tens of billions of dollars from them in a grand settlement a la the tobacco companies. Scientists actually believe the AGs were serious about stringing up individuals and think tanks who make their lives difficult by challenging their findings, but you can't get blood out of a turnip, so it's hardly worth the effort of the AGs to go after the small fry. The PR firm disabused the scientists of the notion that this investigation was about creating an inquisition for climate skeptics. Instead, gangster fashion, the full resources of government will be brought to bear on oil, coal, and natural gas companies to extract climate change tribute, a multi-billion dollar slush fund that will be used to show favors to supporters and enrich political cronies. And one of the things that they don't mention is that your power bill will go through the roof. They don't mention that. Barack Obama said that a long time ago. It will be necessary that everybody's power bills go sky high. And everybody's hands were clasped, and they were just going, "Oh, Saint Barack. Oh, everything you say is so cool, and it's just cool." And, because he got so much credit for being black, but he's actually half white. Climate change was, is, and always is going to be a lie. Does the climate change? Yes, it does. Where I'm sitting right now has, during various times in the history of this planet, been a lush tropical zone. It's been an ice cap covered place. It's been a lot of things because the Earth is a living entity. We spin in orbit in a universe that is on a journey. Nothing is static about what we are. And, air moves. The ocean currents move. They always will move. At some point, there'll be one of these things that is going to happen where, there's talk about the poles flipping over. That's happened before. That's happened before. There's going to be talk of, wherever there's always, they talk about the polar ice caps melting. It's not melting. They're not melting. They're not melting. So, having said all of that, climate change is a racket. It is a racket itself. It is meant to create the illusion of something called carbon credit. And the way this would work is some backwater country that isn't industrialized yet. They're surrounded by clean air because they don't have any industrial anything going on there. And say somebody that makes coffee tables here in the United States, that process is going to require heat in some way, shape, or fashion. There's going to be a byproduct of waste of energy when it's expelled. And when that happens, they'll be allowed to pollute so many cubic tons of pollution, and then they will run out of their quota, and the only way they can continue to operate is to buy carbon credit. So this backwater country where they'll be sitting around swatting flies off of their face, whoever's in charge of that country will be getting billions of dollars. Whoever is brokering these deals will be making billions of dollars. It will become a trillions of dollars industry. And Nothing will change in the environment around this place making these coffee tables, because they'll just be buying the capability to pollute more. There's not going to be a block of clean air towed there by the magical, majestic clean air spacecraft. No, we're just buying something. We're buying something right now that happens every day. But what will happen with that is that will necessitate that the cost of the coffee table, that let's say you're getting an IKEA coffee table, which you can find some of those as cheap as $35, that $35 IKEA coffee table will cost $350. Because that cost is going to get passed on to you when they buy that carbon credit. When they buy that right to pollute. Meantime, in the meantime, somebody like Barack Obama, because Barack Obama and Valerie Jarrett were involved in something called the Chicago Climate Exchange. The Chicago Climate Exchange was going to be the big place where all this stuff was brokered. They figured it would generate $22 trillion a year. They made a deal with J.P. Morgan Chase. So, I mean, all of that happened before Barack Obama was ever discovered. Before he was ever discovered by the Democrats. He and Valerie Jarrett were already sitting in Chicago with the Joyce Foundation, putting together the Chicago Climate Exchange. And that was going to, you know, everything, it would be like a gigantic financial black hole. And this would be, our future would be so dystopian with that. One day we're going to have, you know, the Mr. Coffee fusion generator on the back of our DeLoreans. And we'll drop a banana peel and a Pabst Blue Ribbon can in there and be able to drive the DeLorean time machine for days. But that is not mature yet. Coming up next, NRA board member Tim Knight. This is Lock and Load.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.